Today is Saturday, March 11th, 2017, and this...
You certainly see a lot of funny-looking characters in Las Vegas, huh?
You certainly do.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 591.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome back from your business trip.
Thank you.
Good to see you. No casinoing this time, right?
Right.
All right. Nothing to talk about there then.
Nope.
All right. So we've got a bunch of news. We got some phone calls. Vegasy fun for all, which I like. But before we get into the news, this podcast is supported by more than 125 listener patrons. We love them. They are beloved.
Yes, they are.
They include our good friend Al from San Diego. Hello, Al. Thank you. Ryan Hess, a.k.a. Is he Denver Gambler again?
He's Two Dice Guy, I think.
Two Dice Guy. Sorry, I follow him. I don't pay attention to the things.
The details. You just pay attention to the content. I just pay attention to
his words. Every one of them, which I hold on to with my heart. All right, enough. Kelvin Hoyle, thank you, sir. DJ Danielson, he is a Twin Cities luminary and fan of...
White Castle.
That's what I was going to say. Tim from Boston, thank you, sir. Mike Winkler, thank you. Rennell Hampe, thank you, Rennell. Clayto, I like that. Now, that's the name. That's a... a performer, single name, marquee, tonight featuring Clayto. All right, Jeff Short, thank you, Jeff. Brandon Griffith, thank you very much, Brandon. Sue Bunce, thank you, Sue. Jody Brooks, thank you. And finally, for this week, Brian and Lauren from St. Louis.
Who just doubled their family.
They did. They just had twins. Congratulations to them. They are tiny bundles of... future Vegasness.
Thank you to everyone.
Thank you very much. You guys are awesome. If you're wondering about this, what this is, go to Patreon, patreon.com/500. You can support the show there, get bonus content, some of which I will be finalizing and posting this weekend. I've got a new thing that's going to be a recurring weekly feature on Patreon, which is going to be fun. And it'll be for everybody who's even the $1 level or whatever. So that'll be coming soon. All right. So we've got some news. Interesting, exciting. Now I'm blowing it up. It's too big. That's not true. AllNet Arena. Do you remember that thing?
Kind of.
We've been mocking that for the last several years off. That is a project that was planned and announced. Well, I don't know how much it was planned. It was announced for the space next to SLS. Former Wet n' Wild land, which is amusing to say because Wet n' Wild closed like 18 years ago or something ridiculous. And yet that's what it's last known for.
Because there's nothing there.
There's nothing. It's just a lot. And it's been one project after another. Not that many. There have been a handful of projects that have been announced and failed to materialize. I think, was this where the Crown Las Vegas was supposed to be?
I believe so.
The giant tower. That never happened. But anyway, this one.
The tall structure that was longer than it was wide.
That's Stratosphere, isn't it?
That's all right. Pointier.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, the AllNet Arena, I don't even know if they're planning on calling it that anymore. Not that it matters. Still not happening. But they're pretending that it's happening again. This is a project overseen by a former NBA player named Jackie Robinson. And he, according to the Review Journal, after like 2 years of nothing happening on this land. They are now grading this land, which means they're just pushing dirt around so that it's all even. Mm-hmm. It means nothing, really. I mean, they...
Until you see a motherfucking crane.
That's exactly it. But the person behind it, Jackie Robinson, told the Review Journal that he expects to open the arena, hotel, and other project components in December 2019. I expect him not to. He said he would like to line up a pro sports team to play there, but construction is not contingent on that, as the venue would host conventions, concerts, and other events. We've got enough...
Are we reaching saturation with event and concert spaces?
Well, I think with... we're getting there. You know, there's a couple that have been announced that I could see, like the one that they're planning to build by Venetian. Mm-hmm. I think that could add something, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of arena space right now in Las Vegas, and unless they were to have an NBA team, which I think is what this guy was shooting for, yep, and probably isn't likely, I don't see this being a thing. He declined to comment on financing, always a good sign. But said that there will be more details announced soon. The always vague soon.
No financing and soon.
Yeah. There have already been some lawsuits over financing. So I guess they had a company lined up that was supposed to secure financing for them. They sued Robinson saying he hadn't paid them. And Robinson sued them back saying they hadn't performed as promised. The whole thing was dismissed because this company that was going to line up financing lost its attorney for not, because they didn't pay him, allegedly. And then they ended up not showing up for the hearing, so the whole thing got thrown out. So reputable companies in play, and doesn't really, I don't know, give you a lot of confidence that this is going to go anywhere. But, you know, have weirder things happened? You know, that's a phrase you throw around. Weirder things have happened. I don't know. AllNet Arena seems very unlikely. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. There's always a slight chance of something like this actually working, but
it's not good.
There are not really any signs that would lead me to believe this is going to be an actual thing. So we'll see. Speaking of things that were announced and materialized into nothing quickly, there was a plan not long after it opened for Downtown Grand to expand and add a retail space. We talked about this a long time ago.
Yep.
They have the development rights to the old bus station, which is next to and behind Mob Museum. I don't know. Are they still using? You probably don't know either. They were using it for a weekly farmer's
market,
that's
right?
That's right. I believe it was a farmer's market. I don't know if that's happening, but who cares? I mean, that's like you can put a farmer's market anywhere.
You need to get your kale when you're in Vegas, though.
I have it every meal. I love it.
But there it's fresh.
I know, I can prepare things in my room then if I buy it there.
Then it's farm to your room table.
Wait a minute, farm to my room table. Mm-hmm. That's not a farm.
No, the farm provides the farmer's market, and then you buy it and you bring it to your room table.
I don't think that's what they... Okay. Anyway.
From their farm to your table.
From their farm to the market to the table.
Oh, okay.
I think that... So there's a middleman defeating the purpose of that nonsense that all the restaurants like to throw around. Anyway, the Downtown Grand retail space, I don't know what the original name of that was. So remember, again, another thing, Downtown Grand, when they opened, they were really trying to brand that whole street where they have...
Downtown 3rd?
Downtown 3rd, DT3.
Yep.
That lasted not long. It didn't catch on. Too confusing. You're trying to introduce people to a new hotel, and you also are trying to get this whole neighborhood vibe going
when you don't really have a neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe you could do that now that it's not that well established. I just call it the Downtown Grand neighborhood or something. Yep. But DT3 is not, no, didn't really work. But the retail space, apparently the plans are back on, and the folks at Eater apparently dredged this up. They're planning, the developers of this project are planning on going before the City Planning Commission soon. It was supposed to happen like very soon, but it got pushed back to May or something. There's space available for lease. So if you search for this, there's like real estate listings online that you can find. So they don't really have anybody
lined up. What are they looking for? What sort of...
I don't know. They've got a lot of space available. It would be like two or three buildings, because apparently they have a building on the other side of the Mob Museum too. So it wrapped kind of all the way around. It would have to be some, for this to work at all,
mm-hmm.
it would have to be some like known, or they would have to be destination retailers. Like people want to go there for them, because there's not going to be walk-up traffic just no. from happening upon it, because it's kind of out of the way.
Yep.
So you're either going to have to get a bunch of like really hip restaurants that the Zappos people are going to want to go to, and that kind of retailer. I don't necessarily see them filling up that much retail space with that kind of business, just because a lot of those kinds of businesses nearby have closed recently.
Mm-hmm. Or else they're in the container park.
Right. And those don't usually last super long. I don't know. I don't know how this is, what they would need to do to make this place a success.
Mm-hmm.
If they could, if they had destination retailers that people would like even come from the strip to go to, if they're mm-hmm. into shopping or something, it would be great for downtown Grand. They need more things in that area to draw people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that opening a retail space alone. I have a bad feeling it's going to be another Grand Bazaar Shops kind of scenario.
Ugh.
Where it's just like these kind of shitty, and they're not going to, and if so, it would be even worse than Grand Bazaar Shops just because the location is worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they figure this out if it even opens. It's been on the planning, in the planning stages for years. So we shall see if this ends up happening, or and if they're able to make it a success. I'm not super optimistic about this one either. I want to be. I'd love for them to have a reason to think that this is going to be something that's great for the area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be positive about some of these things, but man, they make it hard. Downtown Grand hasn't really given me a lot of reasons. I like the property a lot. I like mm-hmm. some of the things they've done, but they just haven't. Again, they haven't shown me management-wise that they've figured it out yet. So we shall see. Are there specific retailers that if they were to bring in there would be, like, you'd be kind of excited about that?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah. And restaurant, like, you know, obviously there would be restaurant space too. You wouldn't want to see it be a bunch of chain mm-hmm. restaurants, because that wouldn't really add anything.
For me, and this is probably just me, so I don't know how widespread this is. There are a couple.
A 64th Sephora?
No. There are some independent nail polish people in the Las Vegas area.
The world's largest nail polish mall.
Yes. Yes. Do that. Oh my God. Yes. Do that, please.
That sounds like something that would last for 2 weeks at Neonopolis.
I know.
In the old world's largest Nike collection space.
The problem with that. You're flying.
There's only one problem with that idea. Can we have cold pizza next door?
Yes.
Since we're let's just add Monkey Poker Dome while we're throwing all of our bad ideas at this mall.
You either have to pack it in your luggage, and you have to make sure you bring bubble wrap because you don't want it exploding all over your stuff.
You're talking about nail polish now, uh-huh. not the mall. The mall would not fit in your luggage.
No, it would not. Or you have to try and put it in your little baggie.
Sorry, I'm turning you down a little bit. I feel like, not that every word isn't worth hanging on to but
okay. It's just because I'm talking about nail polish. That's a horrible idea, but
thank
like,
you for sharing it.
Yeah.
I don't have any better ideas. I was just wondering if there was something that would be.
I wouldn't want it to be a whole nail polish mall. I'm just thinking of specific retailers. Like if a couple of the independent people who make nail polish were to open a shop,
But
it wouldn't be enough to draw the general public.
Those independent people that you're buying nail polish from, don't you think they're operating out of like a small room in their home right now?
Yeah, they wouldn't want to.
They're not going to have a store.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to pay rent.
That would be a grand. Be a Grand Bazaar Shops thing for something like that to open. Okay. So it's not going to. There's nothing's going to happen with this space. Is what we're coming up with.
Yes.
All right. I suppose if there was a big. I don't know why I'm talking this much about fucking retail, but if there was like a big... Well,
if they made it like the Arts District.
I don't think
But they already have the Arts District.
But that's been...
So...
But the bars and restaurants, it seems like there's a lot of churn there too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily a big... Okay, well, we'll see what they do with the Downtown Grand retail space if it even ends up happening. I'm skeptical. I hope that they can. I like to see new development downtown, but mm-hmm. It's got to be something that's going to live for a while.
I feel like you either need to go the independent way where you're offering stuff that is unique.
Hard to find.
Yeah. Or you need to go super mainstream, but that's everywhere.
Yeah. That's boring.
Yeah.
Eh.
I think that's part of why the Grand Bazaar shops are just, because it's just very generic and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see if it happens. There is a sporting event that has been added to the lineup in Las Vegas. If you're a fan of watching cars drive around in circles, this will thrill you. There is a second NASCAR race coming to Las Vegas Motor Speedway beginning in September 2018. Right now they have an annual event. They will soon have two. There you go.
Apparently, one in March, one in September.
Apparently they're moving one from, the September one is currently happening in New Hampshire, and for some reason they're moving it here. Mm. So good luck to them, and if you're a NASCAR fan, I'm sure this is great news. Is NASCAR, I don't know, I mean, I'm not a race car guy.
It is not my thing.
No, but it seems like for a while, I don't know, a decade ago, it was huge.
It was really big, and I don't think it's as huge anymore.
Yeah, it seems like it's not getting nearly as much attention among those of us who don't follow it. Like, that's how I gauge a lot of this stuff. Like, I have no interest in this, but I know, if I know, there's probably a couple drivers, if you said their names, I'd be like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I recognize that. But for a while there were a bunch of them who were very prominent and had a lot mm-hmm. of, the only one now that seems to have added advertising stuff is like Danica Patrick. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming she's NASCAR, isn't she? I know there's other racing stuff, but.
Oh yeah.
All right. I'm talking out of my ass as usual. Everybody's used to it though. All right. We got a note from one of our listeners, Logan. Thank you, Logan. Tipping us off to a change at the Hard Rock. Their poker room either has recently or is closing. I don't know for sure if it's closed. They announced it at the very end of February, and apparently they had some sort of a like cumulative jackpot that they had to disperse before they could close. Mm-hmm. And they said they expected that to take about 10 days, which would be about now. So if it's not closed yet, it will be in the next few days, presumably.
That's
so,
another thing. Poker everywhere for a while now.
Yeah, it's been closing. You know, it seems like about every month or two we have a poker room closing announcement. But, you know, there's always going to be a handful that will mm-hmm. do very well. And I think, you know, the boom happened. A bunch of places added poker rooms. And now that it's not quite as popular as it was, they're dying off. Or the casinos are deciding they can use the space more profitably doing something else. So there you have it. No more poker at the Hard Rock. Something else that just closed with very little fanfare is Olivia Newton-John's show. She performed for 3 years at Flamingo, put mm-hmm. on a great show. We saw
yes,
that
she
one.
Did.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately did not renew. I know she's on tour now. She's coming here soon mm-hmm. and elsewhere, presumably. It would be weird if she went on tour and just came here for one show.
Yeah, that wouldn't really be a tour.
I would not be surprised.
That would not be a residency.
No, a one-show residency at the, where is she playing?
Treasure Island.
Yeah, Treasure Island, not on the Strip, the one in Minnesota.
Yep.
I would not be surprised if she shows up in Vegas again a year or two down the line after she's done with maybe her current tour. Mm-hmm. I think it would seem like, I believe, you know, she originally was slated for only, I think, a few months. And they kept extending her run. So I suspect she was selling tickets, and I have no reason to believe she wouldn't do well if they brought her back at some point. So maybe
didn't
we'll
you say
see
there was
return.
A scheduling conflict where...
Yeah, something. They, you know, they have a lot of different acts. She was pretty much filling in for Donnie and Marie. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that they had her schedule based on when they were off, mm-hmm. obviously. And it didn't line up with her existing dates, according to something I read. I think maybe on the review journal or something. So, ever notice I always get text messages during the podcast recording? Nobody
yes,
else can hear those dings but
because
us.
Because you're popular.
No, that's not it.
Here's a tangent.
Please.
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Just had to reschedule a bunch of dates.
Recent Strip resident.
Yes.
Along with
Planet Hollywood.
Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Also a recent Strip performer. Not Strip performer, but that I might see. That would be interesting. I'm not sure. She's... Okay. Anyway. Yeah, they postponed their tour because he's recovering from knee surgery or something.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't reschedule all the dates.
No.
For example, the one in St. Paul.
Good thing we didn't have tickets.
Yeah.
Apparently nobody else did either.
So I wonder if he will eventually return to Vegas because it's more lucrative for him to stay in one spot.
Would not be surprising to me either.
I would encourage this because...
I'd be more likely to see him there than when he's touring.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. All right. There's a weird, I don't know if weird isn't necessarily the, this is an unexpected show. I was puzzled by this one. Coming to the Windows showroom at Bally's. That's an interesting space. Again, mm-hmm. a lot of churn there. And the show's definitely skewed toward an older audience because that's where like Wayne Newton performs. I think there might be a Motown tribute. There's like a Jersey Boys era musical show. Before that guy died, Sacca, recently, he had a like Vegas retrospective going back 100 years or something. Anyway, so the new show that kind of fits in with that is called The Paul Lynde Show. Are you familiar with Paul Lynde?
Somewhat.
Hilarious. Paul Lynde was hilarious. He was like, so he was on Hollywood Squares. That's probably what he was best known for. And was, had like super, he was super funny and kind of filthy, but he was able to do it in such a way that they were able to get away with it on TV in the 70s. So apparently there is a guy, Paul Lynde is no longer with us. He died a while ago, several years ago. And there's a guy named Michael Arrington who apparently does a whole one-man show based on the life of Paul Lynde. I have no idea if there's an audience for this. I don't know. Like, are people super interested in the life of Paul Lynde?
Which, I don't know.
I don't, I'm like, part of me is like, I kind of want to see this.
Yeah.
I don't, well, it's a 2 p.m. show. And every once in a while, I'm think I wouldn't mind going to an afternoon show if there was anything the least bit appealing.
I'd be curious to see that space, how it's used as a showroom.
Yeah, that too. We haven't been in there in forever.
Yeah. Last time we were there, what, it was the buffet at Bally's?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the description of this show is, using Lynde's own words, performance pieces, and comedic monologues, Arrington brings to life the actor's comic genius, taking the audience on a fun and laugh-filled trip through the highs and lows of his turbulent life. I don't know. It's like weird enough that it could be interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, really? This is, apparently he's toured this show. I have no idea what size places he's toured it. But how, is this going to close in like 6 days, or is this going to be a surprise? I don't see it being a long-term surprise hit. It's just too weird. It's not, I'm so puzzled by this, because Paul Lynde, it's not like he's this, it's not like the life and times of John Wayne, you know, somebody who everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you've got kind of like a C-list celebrity from 40 years ago and you're doing a one-man show based on his life. That's really weird. Okay. I wish them success.
If anyone goes, let us know
how
it is.
I'd love to hear a review of this. 2 p.m. show. Tickets are $58 and up, and that includes Ticketmaster fees. Again, don't pay full price. They'll be widely available at Tix for Tonight. Probably for half price. Okay, if I had to guess, I'd say 3 months tops. I hope I'm wrong. Let them be successful.
Yes, but yes.
Please, I hope somebody goes to this and reviews it. It's, like I said, it opens on March 22nd, so check it out and let us know what you think if you do see this. All right, there are a couple new options downtown for food. One of them...
I like food. Do you like food?
I like food as well. One of them just opened in the last couple of days. It's called Project Barbecue. It is a food truck, and it's going to be parked...
I like barbecue.
I know. It's going to be parked right next to Glitter Gulch, right off Fremont Street. I think they've got it backed into the alley there or something. They set up like some high-top tables and AstroTurf and stuff. But they're going to be serving food there.
Is it more enticing than the beer park at Plaza?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't, you know, I have mixed feelings. Like, everybody loves food trucks. I've had great, some really, really good stuff off food trucks.
I'm just thinking of the AstroTurf.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably on par with that. But, you know, the whole food truck craze is kind of weird, because you wouldn't think, like, they have the same health standards as any restaurant or anything, but it's so weird that super good food comes off of a truck. I don't know. Anyway, they've got... pulled pork.
I am pro food truck.
Me too. I am too. So pulled pork, brisket, and chicken sandwiches. I would try this.
Yes.
This is on the list whenever we get back in that area. I would, check this out. It is going to be open from 11 a.m. to midnight daily. Hopefully it'll do well so that it'll be around long enough for everybody who wants to try this. And check it out. Since there's not much going on that part of Fremont Street right now, it's kind of nice to have something down there. I would imagine it will do well when the bands are on the stage down there by Golden Gate.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go over there, grab a pulled pork sandwich, and watch Spandex Nation. Kick ass, man. I would do that. Have a beer from the outside bar at Golden Gate. Just creating memories I haven't even had yet. Okay, there's another similar option. We actually saw this last time we were in Las Vegas. It's been... on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Fremont for at least a couple months now. It's a same concept food truck, but it's not really a truck. It's a trailer that just sits there in the parking lot next to Park on Fremont. And it is Cousins Maine Lobster. If you're a viewer of Shark Tank, you've heard that name many times. It was an early success story that Barbara invested in. And they have expanded from a couple trucks to nationwide. They've got these things all over. I haven't tried them, and part of me is hesitant to try seafood from one of these places. But again, you know, they wouldn't be successful if they were cutting corners. So,
right.
Lobster rolls.
It's.
I would try that.
I would try their seafood before I'd try seafood at, say, the Flamingo Buffet.
Yeah, but the Flamingo Buffet seafood comes right out of that little pond out back. It's fresh koi. It is the freshest koi.
Freshest koi.
Yep. They might have swallowed some nickels or something that people threw in there, some cigarette butts, but it is fresh koi. All right. So Cousins Maine Lobster, it is open at 11 a.m. or noon daily, depending on the day. And at least they're open generally at least until 10 p.m. on weekdays and late, like 3 or 4 a.m. on weekends. So again, if anybody has tried this or tries it soon, we'd love reviews of this as well.
Would you try lobster there or some sort of fish concoction at White Castle?
Oh, I'd take the food truck before White Castle for seafood anytime. Although at least with I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. The White Castle seafood, that you know that thing was
not really seafood.
That had to be whatever it's made of. That was a brick an hour before you ate it. That thing was frozen solid. So I suspect with the Maine lobster that they're not really treating it that poorly. You kind of want to keep seafood somewhat fresh. So I don't know. We shall see. Although they have to transport it from Maine, so I have no idea what they're... I don't know. I would try this. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. A couple other things here. We've got a report. We talked, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, somewhere recently, that there was a survey being taken of Golden Nugget customers about a possible revamp of the Gold Diggers nightclub, which is that second story space that overlooks Fremont Street. There's a brief update on this thanks to VespaJet on our Facebook group. He noticed that Golden Nugget recently trademarked Loft 129, which would certainly seem to be logical for that space, seeing as it is a lofty kind of outdoor terrace-y thing. So Loft seems to fit, and 129 is the address for Golden Nugget. So
Okay. It
may become that, it may not. I suspect it will. Who knows what the actual format will be, but...
That's where you like to go dancing, though.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, when, who, now, what?
Remember their dance floor? They had like...
I remember the dance floor. I don't remember myself being in any way...
There was nobody on that dance floor.
No.
I don't think I could ever get you drunk enough to do that.
To dance?
Uh-huh.
No. You know, you can't. People have tested this theory, too. I hate those people, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one more, you're going to be drunk enough. Anybody who ever tries to pull me out on a dance floor is in serious... That's like they're in serious jeopardy of being fucking cold cocked. I'm not a... well, okay. You know I have some rage issues, but...
really? Go on.
I've never raised my hand to you, have I?
No, you have not.
I have not. If you were to try to... I could never hit you, but if someone...
Slow dance, maybe.
If someone,
we've slow danced
sure,
at a wedding or two.
Which is really just swaying.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
But if someone that I didn't have the close connection that I have to you tried to pull me out on a dance floor, last time this was done would have been at a work event, like our annual conference. People tried to...
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. People would dance. We had Casey and the Sunshine Band one year.
Right.
And... Yeah, staff would always let loose. Let's cut loose and dance. I'm like, man, it looks like they're having a seizure out there. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. But anyway, and I have no ability to do that. But somebody tries to drag me out there, it would be, if they were to do that now, I would lose my job because I would just cold cock them. Male, female, I don't care. Don't do that to me. So anyway, that's a warning to anybody who has the urge to pull me out onto a dance floor. Them's fighting actions.
Noted. Right.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Welcome.
All right. Tipsy Robot. That is the name of a new bar that is coming to, or I think it's a renovated bar actually, coming to Miracle Mile Shops. The Review Journal reports that this entity received a permit for a bar that has a robot bartender. No actual human bartenders. They've got these robotic robots, as most robots are.
I would hope to God so.
I know. So, it pours drinks for you, and I would imagine you probably swipe a credit card or something to pay. Or maybe they have humans that just take the money, but I suspect not. It's going to be in the Miracle Mile shops right off the casino floor.
You know they have somebody hovering, though, like the,
oh, yeah,
the self-checkout lanes?
Yeah.
You know they have somebody, something's going to go wonky and somebody's going to have to come over and intervene, but...
Oh, those self-checkout lanes are the worst thing ever.
They're the worst and the best.
Unless you have like one or two items.
It always yells at you if you put your shit in the wrong place.
I know. I hate those.
Like, can't I set my handbag down so I can get my money out?
Oh, no. Not without getting charged for it. You better scan it before you set it down. So, yes, Tipsy Robot is coming this summer. I expect it will do well, at least for a while, until these things pop up everywhere. But for a while, it's going to be a novelty, and people are going to get a kick out of seeing their drink poured by a little machine. Hmm. I don't know. No tipping, but I bet the drinks are going to be expensive. So I'd probably try it once for the goodness of this show.
Right. For research.
For research purposes. So there you go. That's our little collection of news this week. We had a bunch of stuff. I enjoyed these news stories.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to briefly mention the Criss Angel incident?
Oh, incident? Yeah. Criss Angel passed out during a show, and it seemed like it was going to be a big deal, but apparently they're still doing a show tonight, so it's barely even worth mentioning. It's just weird because they didn't issue any statement. Like, Luxor didn't, and his people didn't. So I think there was some thought that maybe he was dead or something. But apparently, like I said, Ticketmaster is still selling tickets for tonight. So I guess he's fine.
I hope so. I mean, I don't agree with his overall act, yeah. But...
You don't want to see anybody get injured.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't wish him harm.
No. I wish his show would close and he'd leave town, but no, I don't even care about that. You know, it doesn't do it for me. I'm just not going to go see him. He's an easy punchline. As I said in the Facebook group, I was really glad to see that people weren't making jokes about it before. They are now because it seems that he's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it first happened, I'm like, oh, please don't be jerks about it until we know he's okay. Because I hate, that does really bother me if somebody is like seriously injured or somebody dies. It's like, maybe we want to hold off on the joking about them until their family is at least informed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see everybody was cool about
it. There's somebody I used to follow on Twitter, keywords used to, who would try to be the first one
to
make a joke about something tragic. And it's like, and it was never funny.
No, he's an asshole. That's why we don't put him on our podcast anymore. Okay, next up, let's talk about the Facebook group post of the week. We have one of those again. It's our good friend Brian Ibbett. He's not an asshole.
No, he's not.
He's a great guy. We love
him. He's wonderful.
So he had a post on March 17th about March 17th. That's not for another week.
Wait.
Let's say March 7th, I'm going to guess. I'm good at notes. He had a post recently about...
You type well.
I know. I really do. There's this weird thing with this... okay. Another tangent. Microsoft Word. It's not even Microsoft Word. It's this one document. I just take last week's show notes and type up new stuff on the same page. Mm-hmm. I need to start fresh because when
Microsoft likes to corrupt shit that you keep saving.
I know, because once I get about 2/3 down the page, all of a sudden, if I hit a key, it won't register right away. You have to like hit something and then hit, like it needs a warning key before you actually start typing. So I probably deleted the one and it didn't take... It's really weird. So, yes, this is my fault. Anyway, Brian Ibbett's March 7th post. He has a one-night trip. He's never done this before, nor have I. A one-night trip planned with no hotel room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's seeking, I think he's roughly 30 hours in town. And he was seeking late night suggestions. So for things that he could do, you know, like in the...
2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So people were coming up with a bunch of stuff for him.
But that's the town to do it, man.
It's true. There's stuff going on there.
Yep.
I know somebody threw Peppermill out there. It's like, perfect. Got to go get some food. And then I think he's planning on having some pool or spa time the next day so he can get a little snooze in there. I think that's kind of what he's got going. I look forward to hearing about this. I hope he provides a full report. All right. So that's fun. I don't know. I don't know if I'm built for that anymore.
I don't think I am.
There was a time where I think I could have done that.
Oh, I like sleep. I like sleep a lot.
So I wonder, so he's coming in from Colorado, so I would have a hard time just flying in. So a 3-hour flight from here, it's a little less from there. And then no sleep. No. No. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't even think I want to try. Although if someone were to say, hey, let's try it, I'd probably say yes.
I know you would.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got some phone calls. Let's start off with our friend Melanie.
Good morning, 500. This is Melanie from Colorado calling you on, Sunday morning. I think it's February 27th. So good morning. Hey, I thought I'd update a couple of things from the last show while I'm here in Las Vegas. went to Cosmopolitan, got more tickets than I could drink, put them in my pocket. Next day we came back and had a couple. And, yeah, they honored them. They gave my mom and me verbenas at, I don't know, 9 in the morning. So we quite enjoyed our morning walk. Anyway, I, you know, it was well after the two-hour mark. It may have been within the 24-hour mark. On the back of the ticket, it says 180 days, but I think that's a standard slot ticket thing. And, or, you know, ticket out, ticket in. And anyway, they decided to honor them. That was great. That was a sweet way to start the day. We had a blast playing there, hanging out there, just enjoying it, obviously. The drink with the Girl Scout cookie, I think, is called the Mr. Miyagi, and it is delicious. What else can I tell you? Beautiful sunny day. I'm staying at the El Cortez Cabana Suite, and it is sweet. They put the sweet in sweet. There's a front desk person. She has a little bowl of candy for you every day. They have done an amazing thing for me, like look up the address of the memorial I need to go to later, print my boarding pass, cut me the A, whatever. It's my backup plan, because I guess when you come in by private jet, yeah, I got to make sure you can fly home and get to work.
Best humble brag slipped into a phone call in the history of the podcast right there.
Yep.
When you come in by private jet. Nicely done, Melanie. We love you.
The weather looks clear, so it looks like we'll be taking the jet home. Isn't that crazy? That's so crazy. I got to be the only person at the El Cortez that came in by private jet. If you ever get the chance to do it, it's amazing. It was a little Cessna Citation, I want to say, 5 or 6 seater. I had the aisle seat and the window seat, and there were no people except for my friend who was piloting and a co-pilot. So anyway, another good friend. So anyway, it was a blast. And
I recommend it if you have the means.
It's beautiful.
I highly recommend picking one up.
Amazing. So Viva Las Vegas. Gosh, I feel like I had something else. Oh, one more thing. At the Carlo Bar in El Cortez, which I really love since they redid it. Very cool, old-timey, but not, you know, cheesy. Just really beautifully well done. They have Dogfish IPA, the Dogfish 90-minute IPA on tap. And Scott the bartender says, it's going away because it's the only non-comped beer, although I've had it comped in the past, whatever. And people don't want to pay for it. And he wanted to be sure to tell me it's $4.50 during happy hour, 4 to 6. And I think 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I just paid full fare because it's worth it. It's amazing. Get that beer on tap. Try it when you're here, if you can, before it goes away. All right, guys. Love the show. My phone went majorly kaput, so I can't go listen to it as I run the strip this morning. Yeah. First world problems, baby. All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Always love hearing from you, Melanie. We'll talk to you soon. We'll hear more from her soon. Parlor Bar is great. I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I really like El Cortez.
Me too. I have a good time there. I like their bars. I like playing there. I have a good time there. Makes me feel young at heart and young, just young. All right. Next caller, please.
Hey, Tim. It's Gary from North Carolina. I don't know if anybody's mentioned this to you. I know that Patreon is... hopefully doing well for you, but I also have an exciting opportunity. I think you need to get your business out of the sluts of fun bathroom. Take it down further the strip to Bally's Bizarro Shops. Set up one of those little shanties and call yourself Five Handies by midnight. I think you're really going to take off.
That's the kind of sage marketing advice that I need. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I will consider that. And still regretting making that joke.
That really took on a life of its own.
It really
didn't it?
Did. Didn't, never expected that. Okay, coming up next, we've got somebody whose name I can't recognize on this call.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Mark back in North Carolina. On the moving sidewalk.
Hello. From North Carolina.
MGM over the picture, and we've been downtown and enjoying the nightlife downtown. So my apologies for the sorry state of affairs with this message, but it was a good time down there. We're at the Marshall Tucker Band. They shall I say, were a little tired and probably a little out of gas. But we had a great time listening to Alter Ego as well as Spandex Nation. We closed downtown around 2 o'clock when they closed up. Apparently, someone has run into a potted plant, giving an all-new meaning to the word face plant at the signature here. This is generally a nice property, but anyway, it's way too late now, somewhere around 3:40 Vegas time, and I just thought I'd call and leave you this ridiculous drunken message for your amusement. Maybe it'll make the podcast, maybe it'll not. Hope you all are well. We enjoy your work and appreciate everything you do for we fool listeners and Vegas devotees. And I hope you all are well. And by the way, we don't mind the dog barking. We all like dogs. So,
all right.
Normal. Cool people like dogs. Take care.
Thank you.
I have no idea what just happened there. He, thank you for the kind words. We do appreciate it. And see, another person who will. I bet he had a beer in his hand while watching Spandex Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now you could have a pork sandwich in your hand as well.
Beer in one hand, pork sandwich in the other.
Mm-hmm. Pork in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a name for a business at Grand Bazaar Shops.
Pork in your hand. maybe you could start that.
I know. I may have to come up with that. All right.
What sort of pork?
Okay. Moving along to our next new page. Next caller.
Hello, this is Todd from Maryland calling back with a day two report. We had 3 nights in Vegas overall. Friday had a full day of fun I told you about. Now Saturday. Woke up Saturday.
Too much fun, apparently, because the call was super long. That's why I didn't use it. I know. I appreciate everybody's calls, but you got to keep them, you know, like 3.5-4 minutes tops. That's usually when I see the call length, I see 6 minutes and I just go... Too long.
Sometimes there are exceptions.
Once in a while I use them, but yeah. So chop them up. That's the way to do it. And then there's the call whenever, and I've said this before and held true last week, I got one. Anytime there's a phone call that begins with any reference to, I know you like short calls, it's going to be too long. Always is. Don't even listen to the, and I can't even make it all the way to the end on those because usually they're like 9 minute calls. All right. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Back to Todd.
Hungover and wanted to watch a college basketball game. Couldn't find a place near us in the Venetian to watch the game. It was a noon game on the East Coast, so it was 9 a.m. So couldn't find sports bars open, surprisingly. So we ended up watching at the sports book, which was okay. It's a giant screen, but we didn't have any sound because only one game has sound. Anyway, watched our game. It was good. And then I hit up the Facebook group for some intel on where to have lunch. Got a lot of great tips. Ended up going to a ramen place, Manta something or other. It was my first time having ramen. My two friends had had it before, and everyone thought it was the best they'd ever had. So it was kind of was another cheap lift ride over there. Soup was awesome. It was just the right meal to give us sustenance and not weigh us down. Because our next stop was Frank's Tiki Room. You guys are well familiar with that place, so I won't review it. I guess I will. It was awesome. Loved that place. We felt like we were in the local know in there because people kept asking us, how did you find out about this place? Had some really good conversations with folks in there. It was just overall a fun place. I wouldn't go there if you're sensitive to smoke. It's very cigarette-y, smoky because it's got low ceilings and bad airflow. Didn't bother any of us though. But some of the folks we were talking to had made a comment about it. And then we followed another 500 tip. Someone called a month ago and mentioned the level 107 happy hour deal to get to the top of the stratosphere. Just to follow up with that, you obviously do go up free, and once you have your drinks, you're free to roam around the stratosphere. The elevator operator even let us know that, so you could go up on the observation decks inside or outside. We had happy hours 4 to 7, 2-for-1 drinks. The drinks were fine, and half-price appetizers. The food was par. You know, it wasn't bad. I wouldn't go there for the food, but it was good. And she even made our second round of drinks in big to-go cups for us. So we were three people. So we got like two Captain and Cokes, and she's like, I'll make you three and I'll just pour the fourth into the other three cups. And we had three, you know, pint glasses of Captain and Coke to walk around with that were nice strong drinks. And was martinis. Those were good too. Anyway, fooled around there for a while and went back to the hotel, played poker for a few hours, and I think 3 days of drinking was kind of wearing on us. So we closed out the night with a trip to Tacos El Gordo. Was happy to find that place still open. Awesome tacos, cheap. The Lyft ride told us a funny story. She said, so it was closed for a while. And she said one of the reasons is because there was a lot of fighting with the other shops in the strip mall because the tacos people would take up all the parking spaces. So they closed Tacos El Gordo, but they came to the strip mall anymore. So they didn't have a parking problem, but they also didn't have any business. So I guess there was support to open them back up and deal with the parking issue. Anyway, it was a fun trip. It went too fast. Getting over my two-day hangover post-Vegas, and I appreciate all the insight and tips from you guys and your community.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thank appreciate you. It. Glad you got some good advice in the Facebook group as well. Sounds like a good time. All right. Let's wrap it up with another call from Melanie.
What up, 500? A couple more updates from Melanie in Colorado. Oh, it's warm and sunny, gorgeous today. Last night went to a Guns N' Roses cover band called Appetite for Destruction. I went up kind of last minute, said, hey, got any tickets left? I think they're supposed to be like 15. The guy was like, here, hand me a ticket. Okay, great. Go in. If you haven't been to House of Blues, go check it out. There's some crazy cool Cajun art everywhere. Is there nothing they can't do with a bottle cap? It's awesome. So that part was awesome. The band was kind of hilarious. It was like watching your sort of older, weirder friends play Guitar Hero, but with real instruments. I will say that Slash had some skills. Axel, he can get a few, but, you know, the sentiment is appreciated. I will say Spandex Nation down on Fremont Street every other weekend. They are still the reigning kings of cover, and they cover everything. Anyway, gosh, what else?
She jogging while calling
us. Downtown Indianapolis, there is a wonderful little smoothie, like true, good wheatgrass, kale, cucumber, spinach smoothie place. I realize I lost 90% of people, but for those of us who like to occasionally indulge in something healthy, it's a
yeah, but kale, cucumber, wheat. Oh,
well,
my
you hate
God.
Cucumber anyway.
I know, but that sounds like the worst thing I could. Ugh. No, no. You can have healthy food without it being shitty. No, that can't be good.
Great alternative. It's $10. High quality stuff. Comes off of a juice presser. It's not, you know, frozen sugary fake. Fake good smoothies, it's a really, truly good smoothie. I'm going to have one again. Yes, it crossed my mind to add some tequila. I just might. Love y'all. Bye.
All right. That's at least if you do that, it's going to kill some of your taste buds so you don't taste that all that crap that's in your smoothie. Oh. Don't look at me like...
I'm just amused.
You know in your mind you're thinking, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Melanie is an inspiration to us for her healthy living, though.
She is.
And yet she can pound the booze.
Mm-hmm.
She's my hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she jogs while making phone calls. That's why. She can do that.
And I get winded walking up a flight of stairs.
Okay. Thank you for all of the phone calls. We do appreciate it.
Yep.
Before we go, we have some people to thank for Karma donations this week, including Dan in D.C., a Karma donation for an annual week-long March Madness trip with his buddy Steve. Said thank you for the years of information and entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the kind words. Yeah, have a great time. March Madness kicks ass. You're going to have a good time. Dan with a College Hoops Conference Tournament Week at M Resort.
Fun.
So he's probably there right now. All those conference championships are going on. Gophers lost today. Boo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jake said, new strategy. Make Karma donation while in Vegas for best possible outcome. March 5th through the 8th. Hope you had a good
luck.
Trip. Hope it worked out for you, Jake. Yeah. John, have a...
Oh, wait, it just happened.
What just happened?
His trip.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, oh,
done.
Yeah, what day is it?
March 5th through 8th, that happened. March 58th. John, our good friend John, said, have a room service cheeseburger on me.
Okay.
I will do that, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Craig said that I put him onto videopoker.com, and that led him to try Ultimate X. Enjoyed it. So he tried it this past week and hit a royal with a 2x multiplier after about 20 minutes.
Nice.
Awesome. I think he might have posted a picture of that on the Facebook group.
Right.
I know that there have been a couple multiplier jackpots lately. Mm-hmm. There was somebody hit something. It wasn't in Vegas, but like a $10,000 multiplier thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, lucky motherfuckers. I say that with love. Anyway, thanks for the tip in the podcast. Love to listen to the show. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mo from Tulsa. Karma donation for his annual March Madness trip, March 15th through the 19th. We ran into him a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said he is the greatest gambler in the world. And we know from last week's show, that means he is absolutely the greatest gambler in the world. The label never lies. All right. Joseph. Karma donation, headed to Vegas with another 500ite Adam on March 14th. Looking forward to hitting their first Royals.
I hope so.
Good luck. Have a great time.
Yes.
It's going to be a madhouse, but I'm sure you'll have fun. Sue, heading to Vegas March 24th through the 28th with husband Bill and parents Dave and Roberta to celebrate Dad's 70th birthday. Awesome.
Cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You're at your home away from home, Main Street Station. Have a great time. Main Street yes. Station's always a good time, too.
I like that place
a lot. I know. We had so much fun there in January. I can envision myself spending some good time at Boar's Head Bar next time we're in town. All right, Monica, karma donation for my Las Vegas birthday trip next weekend.
Cool. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Good luck. And finally, Cam and Patty with a karma donation for March 19th through 26th. All right, have a great trip.
Thanks, everyone.
All kinds of great March trips.
Mm-hmm.
March is a fun month to go to Vegas.
Yes, it is.
Weather starts to turn nice. There's
lots going on.
Lots of basketball fun, too. All right. Hope you guys all have a good time. Wish you luck. As always, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions at 500@gmail.com. Of course, you can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear your reviews, your thoughts, your experiences in Vegas. And as always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Thanks for all the Patreon patron donations and everything else. We do appreciate you, and we hope you have a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.